A good Erev Shabbos. This is Daniel Eisenberg with the Daily Aliyah. We're not going to have a Minchah over Zoom today, so I'll just send this out independently. We'll do Shishi and Shvi today, because obviously we're not going to be together tomorrow either. So in Shishi and Shvi, both of them are continuing the consecration of the Kohanim and the inauguration ceremony, the Meluim. It starts off with the carbon, right? We mentioned yesterday in Chamishi, the carbonos of the chatas and the ola, really primarily that the carbonos themselves were Chamishi. And today in Shishi we have the Ayil Hasheni, the El HaMiluim, that the inauguration ram. Now the Miluim is we'll see this lesson a lot of Malay and Malay Yad. It's like a hand filling, which is the lesson used over here for the inauguration. They're kind of like filling hands and giving over the responsibility. Then it goes over here. We have the Shalshelis of Vayishchat, where Moshe, brings this carbon and Vayishchat, right? The famous Shalshelis that only shows up really less than a handful of times in the Chumash. And I think Jonathan Sachs speaks about this and says it shows like the wavering and hesitation of Moshe Rabbeinu doing this avoda, because he knows that through this he will officially not be the Kohen Gadol, and there's some sort of a hesitance. But he went through with it anyway, I guess praising the strength of Moshe Rabbeinu. Then it has the placement of the blood on different body parts of Aaron and his sons, on the ear. Ozen Aaron Haymanis, the right ear. So it's machlokes, whether it means an ear, the ear lobe, or like the middle of the ear. And then on the right thumb, and on the right big toe. And that's the placement of the blood of this carbon. And then Shishi continues with what was done with these carbonos, and the tenufa, the waving around of these carbonos, and the other carbonos that were brought along with this, and that is Shishi. Just to think about it, about the fact that it was put on the ear, the thumb, and the foot, the toe, so. It makes sense, I think, if the hands and the feet, that makes sense to consecrate, right? To put blood and symbolize, okay, these hands and these feet, which are going to be doing the avoda in the Mishkan, those hands and feet should be part of this ritual. The ear part is a little bit strange, but maybe we'll suggest a pshat in a few minutes, or less. But so Shvi then is the continuation. Moshe takes the Shemen HaMishcha, and then he and some of the blood from the carbon, and he sprinkles it on the clothing of the Big Day Kahuna of Aaron and his sons wearing it, and he sanctifies them, and then they have bread. And as part of a carbon, and then they're instructed that they are not lo seitzu shivas yamim. They cannot leave the Olam Moed, the Pesach Olam Moed, for 7 days. Machlokas Rishonim, how to understand that? Is it literal that they couldn't leave, or it's just until they did finish the avodah for the day? And then Moshe commands them that they should ushmartim es mishmeras Hashem velo samusu. You should keep the mishmeras of Hashem, the guard of Hashem, what he commanded you, and you should not die. Ki chen suvesi, because this is what I was commanded. And then Vayas Aaron uvanav, es kol dvarim asher tziva Hashem biad Moshe. And then Aaron and the sons did everything that Hashem commanded through Moshe. And I think this emphasis on the command that he says, do this and don't die. Ki chen suvesi, because this is what I was commanded, says Moshe. And then the pasuk says they did everything that Hashem commanded. And I think that's really the essence of everything here. If we call this Parshas Tzav, and we mentioned yesterday that these instructions were given originally in Titzaveh, it's about the commandment, because so many times people take things into their own hands and do what they think is the Avodas Hashem, but We have to follow what Hashem commands, right? That's I think this is, you know, very ominous of what we're going to see in next week's parsha and parsha Shmini, or when we eventually get to Shmini, you know, with Pesach taking over the Kriyas Torah on Shabbos. But we're going to say that Nadav Navihu bring a karban asher lot siva osam, that they were not commanded to bring. And the Mishkan, as Chazal note, is a kapara for the Chet Egel, which again was, it wasn't as much an avodah zara discussion as people just not following instructions. If Moshe says listen to Aaron and Hur, as he does just before he goes up the mountain, so they're supposed to listen to Aaron and Hur. And they don't listen to Aaron and Hur. They kill Hur and they make Aaron, you know, say what they want him to say and follow their plan. And therefore, they have to end up building the Mishkan, which it says numerous times that they built it according to the command of Hashem. And here too, in Parshas Tzav, following Titzaveh, so they are commanded to follow the mitzvot of Hashem. And Asher Tziva Hashem Yad Moshe, they followed that. Ki kein tzu veisi, they're being instructed to follow commandments, and it could be that's why the ear, not just the hands and feet of the Kohanim, were had the blood placed on them, but also the ear, which symbolizes listening to the commandments. Because yes, of course, there's the physical actions of doing the avoda, which takes the hands and feet, which are therefore sanctified by the kior. But there's something more than that. It's also the ear, that the ear is going to listen to Ratzon Hashem, follow the commandments exactly. And sometimes there are rules for a shlamim, you need 2 days and one night, but sometimes there's a todah, and it's 1 day and one night. Things can change, but you always have to be listening to the commandments for instruction. Have a beautiful Shabbos.